This is Messianic Perspectives, the Bible teaching program from CJF Ministries of San Antonio, Texas. We believe that studying the scriptures from a distinct first century Jewish point of view can lead to a better understanding of God's Word, and we hope you will too. Today's speaker is our old friend Gary Dereshinsky. Gary was raised in an Orthodox Jewish home in northern New Jersey and attended Hebrew school and synagogue. You may have heard Gary on our program before. He teaches our series on Hanukkah. Today, he's speaking about an alarming trend that seems to be resurfacing, Holocaust denial. This is Liz Aiello. Please stay tuned after Gary finishes. I'll have some information about a special offer. And now, here's Gary Dereshinsky.
Shalom, everyone. Today, we're going to be talking about the Holocaust and particularly Holocaust denial. Tuesday, April 21st, marks Yom HaShoah, or Holocaust Remembrance Day. This date corresponds to the Jewish calendar date of the 27th day of Nisan, which was determined by the Israeli parliament in 1951 to be a day when one remembers those who suffered, those who fought, those who survived, and those who died at the hands of the Nazis. Because of this important occasion, over the next few days, Messianic Perspectives will focus its broadcast on the Holocaust and Holocaust denial. In 2006, the United Nations General Assembly designated January 27th as an annual international day of commemorating the memory of the victims of the Holocaust. The day, January 27th, was chosen because that day marks the liberation of Auschwitz-Birkenau, the largest and most notorious of the Nazi death camps, by the Russian army in 1945. According to this resolution, every member nation is obligated to reaffirm that the Holocaust, which resulted in the murder of one-third of the Jewish people, along with countless members of other minorities, will forever be a warning to all people of the danger of hatred, bigotry, racism, and prejudice. Further, it calls upon all member nations to develop educational programs as part of that resolve to help prevent future acts of persecution and genocide. In fact, the UN resolution rejects any denial of the Holocaust as an historical event, even in full or part, and condemns discrimination and violence based on ethnicity or religion. Lastly, it commends those states which have actively engaged in preserving those sites that served as a Nazi death camp, concentration camp, forced labor camp, and prisons during the Holocaust. Yet despite these steps, there are still those among the UN's member states who question and even deny the historicity of the Holocaust. It has been reported in December 2006, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad held an international conference dubbed Review of the Holocaust Global Vision. At that Congress, former KKK Imperial Wizard and former state representative in Louisiana, who twice ran for president of the United States, David Duke, addressed this gathering of some 70 quote-unquote researchers and said, "The Zionists have used the Holocaust as a weapon to deny the Palestinians and cover up the crimes of Israel." He went on to say, "The Holocaust is the device used as the pillar of Zionist imperialism, Zionist aggression, Zionist terrorism, and Zionist murder." Others, such as Muhammad Ali Ramini, an Ahmadinejad advisor, made reference to the Holocaust as a myth, while others, even a former interior minister and one of the founders of Hezbollah, labeled the Holocaust a tale. He went on to say, "All studies and research carried out so far have proven that there is no reason to believe that the Holocaust ever occurred and that it's only a tale." Therefore, it's not surprising that at the end of this conference, an announcement was made that a committee would be formed to find, quote-unquote, the truth of the genocide of the Jews. Among the committee members will be Robert Ferrison, a French professor who denies the existence of gas chambers, along with Holocaust deniers from Syria, Switzerland, Austria, Canada, to name few. Nabi Solomon, an advisor to the Ministry of Religious Affairs in Syria, said, "If the Holocaust ever occurred, it was a conspiracy against the Arab Islamic world, as today the Middle East is still paying the consequences. One thing is for sure, anti-Semitism is still alive and is undergoing a dangerous revival around the world. This can be seen in hate speeches aimed at Jews, particularly in the Muslim world, violence targeting Jews and Jewish institutions, such as in France, Turkey, and last November-December in Mumbai, India. Many attempt to excuse this anti-Semitism by cloaking it as meaning opposition to Israel and Israeli policy. But let's be clear, such attempts actually reveal and not cover the hatred directed toward the Jewish people. It ought not be forgotten that the Nazis themselves did much to attempt to cover up the atrocities they committed during the Holocaust. They contributed a great deal to foster denial of the Holocaust like that which we are observing in our own day. Keep in mind, the Holocaust was a state secret in Nazi Germany. Most of the killing orders were verbal and not written down, so as to provide a minimal amount of incriminating evidence in case they were found out or did not succeed in their crimes. Much of the documentation that existed was destroyed, and those documents that did survive were virtually all classified and stamped top secret, requiring special handling and destruction to prevent it from falling into the hands of the enemy. Heinrich Himmler, Reich leader of the SS and chief of German police, said in a secret speech to SS generals in Posen in 1943 that the mass murder of European Jews was a secret never to be revealed. In order to hide the killing operations, Hitler ordered that the killing not be spoken of directly in German documentation or public statements. The Germans used benign terms to refer to the violent acts against the Jewish people. For example, the word action actually spoke of violent operations against the Jews. The phrase resettlement to the East spoke of the final deportation of Jews to killing centers. And special treatment was another phrase meant killing. It's also important to remember that Hitler could not just assume that almost no one would protest the killing of Jews. There were those who agreed with the persecution of the Jews, but who balked at the systematic killing of them. Further, Himmler attempted to destroy the physical remains of the victims. The Nazis employed Operation 1005, a code name for plans to destroy the evidence at mass murder sites, and mass graves were required so as to cremate the bodies. Late in the war, when information reached Britain and the U.S. concerning the killing of the Jewish people, the Nazis attempted to counter these rumors by permitting the Red Cross to visit the Theresienstadt ghetto in Bohemia, now the Czech Republic. The Nazis hoped to mask the killing operations in the East by showcasing good conditions for Jews in Theresienstadt. It was all a ruse, and the Red Cross commission of three representatives, which stayed for 6 hours, left, thinking conditions for the Jews was fine, but it was all a hoax. Nevertheless, despite these efforts to keep secret the unfolding of the Holocaust, information did leak out. Occasionally, perpetrators did talk about it. Survivors bore witness of their experiences. Both Jewish and non-Jewish underground organizations reported to the outside world what was happening. And though the information was sometimes sketchy and incomplete, on some occasions it was even contradictory and even inaccurate, but word did get out, so that by 1942 the West knew the general policy and pattern of events. No longer was the Holocaust as such in the dark, but it had become clear. But the reports were of such a nature that it was beyond the belief of the hearers. It was thought incredible that an advanced, industrialized nation would mobilize its resources to kill millions of its citizens. The young as well as the old, adults and children, the healthy and infirm, men, women, and children. Yet that is what the Germans, along with their collaborators, did. Ultimately, Holocaust denial is the new anti-Semitism. It's the new anti-Semitism because it recycles many of the pre-war 1945 anti-Semitism in a post-World War II context. But anti-Semitism, under any name, is still anti-Semitism. And keep in mind what God's Word says about the Jewish people and our relationship with them. God spoke with Abraham in Genesis chapter 12. He said, "I will bless them that bless you, and curse them that curse you." Though this should be enough to convince us of God's special relationship with the Jewish people, we are told that the Jewish people are God's treasured possession. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, he states, "For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you out of all the peoples on the face of the earth to be his people, his treasured possession." In fact, Moses makes this point on two other occasions in the book of Deuteronomy and again in the book of Leviticus. The psalmist writes in Psalm 135, "For the Lord has chosen Jacob to be his own, Israel to be his treasured possession." And the same point is made by the prophet Malachi. The Jewish people are further regarded as the apple of God's eye by the prophet Zechariah. He writes, "This is what the Lord Almighty says, whoever touches you touches the apple of my eye." And Moses points out that the Jewish people are the object of God's love. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, he states, "The Lord did not set his affection on you and choose you, because you were more numerous than other peoples, for you were the fewest of all peoples. But it was because the Lord loved you." Jewish survival is always precarious, and anti-Semitism is always a real threat. However, our God lives and will always protect his people, Israel. Thank you for joining me on this segment of Messianic Perspectives, and tomorrow we'll continue on Holocaust denial.
Thank you, Gary, and thank you, listening friend, for tuning in today. It's always good to have you with us, whether you're listening from home, at work, or in your car. We hope you've enjoyed today's message. Though it's a difficult subject, Gary's insights provide a good foundation for our understanding of this difficult issue. For more information about this subject, stop by our website at cjfm.org. That's cjfm.org. If you'd like your own copy of Gary's series, Holocaust Denial, or would like a copy for a friend, you'll be glad to know that it's available on CD for the suggested gift of just $6. Just visit our secure online store at messianicspecialties.com to place your order. If you would prefer to order by mail, just address your request to Messianic Perspectives, P.O. Box 345, San Antonio, Texas, 78292. To order by phone, use our toll-free order line from the U.S. The number is 1-800-926-5397. Let me remind you that when you order the materials we offer here on the program, you're not only enabling us to remain here on your station, but you're also helping us take the good news of Yeshua HaMashiach to Jewish people and Gentiles all over the world. Even if you're one of our regular listeners, you still may not know that we're much more than just a radio program. Messianic Perspectives is sponsored by CJF Ministries, one of the largest missionary organizations in the world. We currently have missionary families serving the Lord all over the world, including the United States, Canada, South America, England, France, and of course, Israel. So when you write, consider helping us with a gift above the suggested amount. We'd be very grateful. Have you enjoyed this edition of Messianic Perspectives? Why not continue to learn about the Jewish roots of your Christian faith by inviting a speaker from CJF Ministries? Call our toll-free number, 1-800-926-5397, and we'll be happy to handle all of the details. And as always, when you're in touch with us, please mention the call letters of this station. If you're listening to our webcast or podcast, we need to know that too. I'm Liz Aiello. Join us next time, won't you, as Gary Daroshinsky continues his series on Holocaust denial, right here on Messianic Perspectives. Messianic Perspectives is sponsored by CJF Ministries of San Antonio, Texas, and is made possible on this station by the free will contributions of our listeners in this area.